I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House GOP adopts a budget favoring President Trump's domestic agenda after a topsy-turvy night. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The legislation was approved in a 217-215 vote. It capped a wild evening in the House chamber that saw Republican leaders hold open an unrelated vote for more than an hour to buy time to win over holdouts, announced they were canceling a vote on the legislation, and reversed course just 10 minutes later. The tally also marked a dramatic turnaround for Speaker Mike Johnson and House GOP leaders, who hours earlier were facing opposition to the measure from four deficit hawks, skepticism among some other hardliners, and apprehension from moderates concerned about potential slashes to social safety net measures. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
There was yet another near miss between airplanes, this time at Chicago's Midway Airport today.
Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport were forced to make the plane climb suddenly to avoid another aircraft crossing the runway.
Southwest 2504 going around.
2504, roger that, climb maintain 3000.
Airport webcam video shows Southwest flight 2504 appear to briefly touch down before its nose was abruptly pulled up as the second plane is seen on the runway. Audio recording of communication between the crew and air traffic control captures the pilot asking,
"That's Tower Southwest 2504, how'd that happen?"
The Federal Aviation Administration says the second plane entered the runway without authorization. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A new federal lawsuit in Maryland is challenging a Trump administration memo giving the nation's schools and universities 2 weeks to eliminate race-based practices of any kind or risk losing their federal money. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 159 points, the NASDAQ dropped 260, the S&P lower by 28. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to flooding in Kentucky and West Virginia.
The high water, followed in some places by heavy snow, has hammered a number of small rural communities, and the Giant Christian Relief Ministry is providing aid. The base of operations is First Baptist Church in Pikeville, Kentucky, and volunteers are being urged to visit the Samaritan's Purse website to sign up. More than 20 people were killed by the flooding in Kentucky, and roads were washed out there and in southern West Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in northeast Syria are marking the 10th anniversary of an attack by ISIS on more than 30 villages. Churches were blown up, dozens of people were killed or wounded, and hundreds were taken hostage. The attack and the ongoing terrorist threat led much of Syria's minority Christians to flee the country. Now those who remain are worried about the future following the ouster of longtime President Bashar al-Assad last year. This is SRN News. An unknown illness has killed over 50 people in northwestern Congo.
The interval between the onset of the illness and death has been just 48 hours in the majority of cases. And that's what's really worrying. A medical director from a regional monitoring centre, the latest outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, began on January 21, and over 400 cases have been recorded, including 53 deaths.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma. Colombian police apprehended a 40-year-old man attempting to smuggle several bags of cocaine concealed beneath a meticulously attached toupee. Police said the suspect was detained at Cartagena's airport on Monday as he prepared to board a flight to Amsterdam. A scanner revealed the hidden cargo, 220 grams of cocaine packaged in small bags placed under the narco wig. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.